Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stone's bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, social media expert extraordinaire, one of the best social media strategists in the world. Kathy, thanks again for being here live. So we got this Instagram thing. I've heard of it, Kathy, Instagram. And I actually tried to open up an account, and somehow there were some questions that they asked me, and my answers targeted me as an elder boomer, and they turned me away. Yes. They turned me away. They said, "Look, old dude, you're not going to enjoy this. You're not going to enjoy this. You're just going to bollocks up the whole works. Your grandkids are going to ridicule you. Just go away. I mean, just leave it alone."
Well,
they said that's what Instagram said to me.
It's not your thing.
So I said, you know what? I said, you know what? I think we got a bargain here. But I know enough about Instagram to know that live video chat is a big deal.
It is a big deal, and especially if we think about a lot of small businesses that could take advantage of this, this is a time when they can use a tool like this for providing better customer service or scheduling and setting up calls with customers, you know, to answer their questions or resolve issues with a real person on camera. And, you know, everybody hates the fact that, you know, through the internet, you don't have anybody to talk to anymore. So this is a great way for businesses to step up and use a tool like Instagram.
So Instagram is offering a live video chat for businesses used with their customers?
Yes.
Wow.
You could use it to close a sale. You could do product demos.
But isn't Instagram, isn't how can you have an extended live video chat on something that's supposed to be instant? I mean, doesn't Instagram go away? Well, doesn't it erase itself after like 6.5 seconds? Am I thinking the wrong thing there?
No. You're thinking of Snapchat.
Snapchat. Yeah, that's
wrong,
the other one.
Wrong platform.
See, I knew that, folks.
Facebook.
That's right. I knew that, folks. I just want to make sure Kathy was paying attention. Go ahead, Kathy.
So, this is something that you schedule because you both have to be on at the same time.
So you would
schedule a time, and then you can all jump on at the same time. But you could do group, you know, team meetings as well. Mm-hmm. So it really can be used as a valuable business tool if it's done okay. And I think that this was really smart of them to add that because everybody wants that, you know, there's such competition in the video world.
So would I put up on my website, if you would like to talk to us about a problem, join us on Instagram?
Yeah, you could do that. But you have to be able to use this feature of video chat, you would have had to shared a direct message with on Instagram. So you would have to have been chatting or messaging.
I got you. But is there a cost for this?
Yep. No, there's no cost. And it's so once you have a direct message thread started, then you could schedule a video chat.
Right.
And then open it in direct message. So it's added as a feature under direct message.
What are the chances that after you have a chat with someone, one or the other or both of you would start getting ads for in your timeline for things that you talked about?
Well, actually, the, you know, the fact that you're already direct messaging with somebody in Instagram, they're going to be a part of your retargeting campaign anyway, right. And they would start doing that. As far as is Facebook listening to all of your conversations or Instagram listening to all of your conversations so that they can market to, who knows the details on that. But generally, they don't tell us anything about that. You would just have to pay attention to see. Mm-hmm. But it can be a valuable
This actually sounds like something really, really powerful, potentially powerful, and to give to help a small. See, what one of the things I've been trying to do, Kathy, is get small business owners to amp up their game, their technology game, so they can claim as much as the vacuum that's being left by the legacy retailers leaving town. They can claim that as much as they can, claim their territory before Amazon gets it all. This isn't a good way to do that.
Well, and it allows them to compete with those large companies that are moving in, like Amazon, because everything about, you know, Amazon is customer service as far as let's get them the product fast, let them get them the information they need. And if you as a small business can provide that and show them, here, let me show you how it works. Let me demonstrate this for you. If you start doing that and having some interaction with the customers, that personalization really can make a big difference. And
you know, I remember when we reported on Zuckerberg buying Instagram, right? Remember that?
Yep.
$1 billion, and we thought he was crazy.
And now it's worth $100 billion.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
or more.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have to think twice before I question him next time. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KathyPerry.com. Check out her website, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.